Lord, I've made you too small in my eyes. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I have believed in a lie. Yes, sir.
That you are unable to help me.
But now,
oh Lord, I see my wrong. My heart and show yourself strong.
The Lord this morning. Unto you, O Lord, I lifted up my soul. Let me not be ashamed. Do not let my enemies triumph over me. Can you say to the Lord as you have sung, I lift up my eyes unto you, O God. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies triumph over me. Hey, are you asleep? Are you asleep? David said in Psalm 46, make haste to help me. 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 tribe of Judah, help me. Lily of the valley, help me. The God that is, the God that was, the one that is to be, that is to come. Help me, Lord. 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 Make us to help me. 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 Make us arise, oh God. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Beloved, I want to welcome you to this commission and this prayer room. This is set up by God as a delivery room for God's word that is on the inside of you. So it's not a place where you cross your leg and you said, you came all the way from home. So that things must change for you. Because the all of God is embedded on the inside of you and is waiting to find expression in supernatural fruitfulness. Because God wants to raise a generation like himself. So this morning, I want to show you something from the word of the Lord so that you know why David cried. Many of us, we really don't like this scripture. Me in particular, I don't read it often. It said, plead my cause. Oh Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take all of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Beloved, when things are just manageable, you don't need that prayer. But God said to me that somebody must get a quick help that must never be delayed. You might think, what help? Which help? And how can I get it? Beloved, you can get it when you open your mouth wide. Forget about anybody that is sitting beside you. I want everybody to move forward, apart from the front rows. I want to fill those gaps very, very quickly. But beloved, this morning, you and I, we have come to a place where help, like David said, it said, plead my cause. Somebody's cause needs to be pleaded. Somebody needs somebody to rise up for him and not your brother and not your neighbor. But when the God who created the universe rises up for you, everything that is against you will fall for your sake. Therefore, the psalmist says, take a hold of shield and buckler. Do you get it? If he said, take a hold of shield is cover my front. The fiery darts of the enemy. There is a shield of God's word that allow whatever come against you to backfire. It rolls back on whoever sent that arrow to you. You don't know that certain things cannot be managed. It has to be fought for you to get the victory. So a closed mouth is a closed destiny. It is that we hear the whisper of the righteous. He said, when the righteous cry, the Lord shall hear him. So that is the cry that takes place in the labor room of God. It's not for everybody, it's for the desperate, the deliberate, those who know the word that has been given. Hey, I promise, Pastor, I will do 10, 30 minutes. Huh. Beloved, those who know that something has got to take place, I must not go back the same way I come. So you are saying today, Lord, plead my cause. Stand up for me. Take the shield of your word. Let the buckler of God begin to stand. Lord, plead my cause against everything that was and was against me. Arise, O God, arise, O God. Arise, O God, arise, O God. Let kukuso suata lavos. Inge kwashate. Ella bindrusa ato. Elibru no bongogosiate. Inge kwasasia. David, there is beloved, beloved, this session in these few minutes is dealing with fruitfulness, commanding the covenant of supernatural fruitfulness in the church. And God has to use tree and branches and fruit to speak to us so that we know what is in the heart of the Lord. Turn with me very quickly to the book of Genesis. Please sit down. But when it eats you, you get up. I am here not to just lead the prayer. I am part of what is taking place here today. Genesis chapter 12. The word of the Lord came unto Abraham. He said, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. God said, thou shalt be a blessing. I want to release and manifest the all of me, which is the God on the inside of you that makes your life to affect nations. God designed the church to affect nations. Why would God come to Abraham like that? Because Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the word of the Lord begins to say at the beginning, Genesis 1 26, I think this will be easier and quicker. Genesis 1 26, why should the church be fruitful? Beloved, the word of the Lord said in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all, and the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seeds. To you it shall be for food, also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creepeth on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he has made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning was the sixth day. Why did God say it is very good? It was very good when it comes to man, because man carries on the inside of him the gene of God. It's not in the fish. That genetic order is not in the tree. It's not in anything else but in you and in me. Why? So that we can manifest God and we can be like God. And we see that Adam and Eve screwed it up because of what they can see. The woman was in trouble because of what he saw. He saw wrong, was attracted to what was wrong, was attracted with what will meet the need now. But beloved affected her from being able to be fruitful. What have you seen? He created by the word. So when our eyes is up, Pastor Ayo started by saying, this is not the Kongba eyes. It is that the eyes of a spirit has to behold the eyes of the Most High God. How? Paul recognized the importance of being able to see right so that you can turn right. He begins to pray in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15, 17. He said, from the day that I heard of your faith in the Lord and your love for the saints, I cease not to bow down my knee that God will give unto you to pray for you, that God will give unto you and I the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That word revelation means deep, intimate secrets. That God will show you the secret that you ought to know about him. If you know about him, then you will know what is on the inside of you. If you don't know about him, you will shortchange yourself of what you carry. The word of the Lord said, we have this treasure in an earthen vessel so that the all-surpassing knowledge of God can be made manifest. The knowledge that is earthly has a limitation. So that's why I started the church on a front where he said no limit, no barrier. He gave them the right to dominate and to apply the keys of the kingdom. But you can think, Pastor Ellen, why are you jumping? Beloved, I want you to know that when he called Abraham, he reenacted the covenant. Having gone to the Noahic covenant to replace the defected art and create by one man and his family a new art. A new generation of people were upon the face of the earth. But still, something still went wrong. But here, he told Abraham, because we're going to look at Abraham as we look at the church today, because he's the father of faith. In Abraham, the word of the Lord said, I will bless you, I will make you great. Why? Because I want to reinstate what is missing. Through you, I want to bless the nations of the heart. And beloved, so nation was in the heart of God from the very beginning. So God desired that we raise a generation. God is going to help me. I know that. He said unto Abraham in Genesis 12, as you had me read earlier, I will bless you. It's not just about you. There is a seed that must come out of you that will be the answer to everything that makes fruitful. And that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That is why Paul will say that he desire above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Prosperity, it is the fruitfulness of the word of God that is seen visibly in our lives. Because Isaiah 55 verse 11, he said, my word that has gone forth out of my mouth, it shall not return back unto me void. It will accomplish its purpose and it will prosper. So what make it happen is nothing but the word. When the word penetrates into you, everything changes. But look at brother Abraham, father Abraham, Genesis 13. We learned that he didn't go by himself. He took a nephew with him. In Genesis chapter 13, heaven was silent as long as there is a baggage. God did not come to Abraham. And what will make Abraham to be great and to have to be a blessing unto nations is the word. So the word of God must come to Abraham. But because he had the excesses, the nephew that was not meant to be with him until there is a separation. Then God appeared unto Abraham. Beloved, there's something that the Lord taught me, sir, in that scripture. Over the week, sir, I realized that you could carry greatness on the inside and you could be sitting on greatness and not know it. Because Abraham, in Genesis chapter 13, when God appeared to him, after he has been separated from his Lord, God said, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are. It was in Canaan. Because the word said, if you will come out from the known and the everything that is around you to a place that I will show you. So which means you have to stay on course. Say, I'm staying on course. I am staying focused on the integrity of the word of God. Excuse me. God did not give him all of the joker. He said, you need to come with me. But what happened? He has the excesses. So when he got to the real land of the promise, in Canaan, Canaan does not have a color at that time. Canaan does not look like it. Sodom and Gomorrah, that was very close to the Jordan River, they were looking green. So the eyes, excuse me, sir, the eyes saw dryness. But that was what is going to bring the nation of Israel into an overflow of fruitfulness, because that is the land secured for them by God. So many times we make wrong decisions because of what we see. The king in a shining armor, the devil clothed with jacket and suit. We see the wrong investment that the owner knew that that investment is not going to work. But yet they polished the papers and cleaned the book and present it to you on a platter of gold, and it looks like it. So beloved, many of us, we dabble into it and we failed. So also, it was in a state that heaven must help. That is what this section is about. Because the church, until we get to that place, we cannot get the help that we need to come into this supernatural fruitfulness. The word of the Lord said, lift up your eyes from the place where you are. Now, how far can you see? I can see that wall with my help of the glasses. I can see what is beyond that wall. He said, northward, eastward, westward, southward. He said, look at the word of the Lord. Let's look at the word. He said, for all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever, securing a generational blessing and fruitfulness for you and I that stand in this place today. But beloved, he said, and I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Why will God say that? What is the essence of what God is saying in that scripture? He's talking about fruitfulness. Fruitfulness means increase. Fruitfulness brings you into abundance, into multiplication, into an exceedingly great enlargement of your capacity and of your destiny. Enlargement in every aspect of life. God said, I will touch every area of Abraham's life and I will make him fruitful. But that word didn't come. That place that looked dead today, beloved, if you will stay a little bit longer, you will realize that there is, as long as God sent you, the flower will still flourish in that place. Your rod will still bud in that place. So you can't quit. Neither can you give up because of what it looks like. Unless you say, God, I know that there's something with the way I see. Help me to see right. Every man that was disappointed like him, when the young man has taken what looked right, he didn't know that what he selected was doomed. A city that heaven had already concluded on, that is for burning. But the one that looks as if he was selecting what was dry was the very one that became the father of many nations. Let us rise up. And then we will go to 15. So God has to lay this foundation for us to see why he told us we need to know him. By Paul in Ephesians chapter 1. Then he can correct the way we see. He can grant unto us illumination. He can grant unto us wisdom. He can grant unto us revelation so that we see right. And if you are one of them that are anti-revelation of the word of God, I want you to say, God, I got it all wrong. I didn't know before, but now I know. And I need to see right. It's all right. How can I be walking on my life? Excuse me, sir. Ma, he left home. Like you left home. You came here. Don't look at anything. Angels are sitting right here. Before I came into this room, I saw things being fixed. I see God mending lives. I see God healing lives. I see God making fruitful. I see God helping, beloved, all of us in this place today. But nothing just happened. Why would I have Christ and I'm looking for something else? What is this something else? So when Jesus is talking, we will read that scripture. I'm sure the next speaker will read it. But I just want us to pray this morning. When he said to them in John chapter 15, abide in me and let my word abide in you. Because fruitfulness, it is impossible without abiding. When the branch is disconnected from the tree, it dies off. But he said, even when you abide, I will still need to do a work in you. He's doing a work in us every day. Increasing our capacity for flourishing. Increasing our capacity to bring more children to glory. So we saw Abraham and we saw Lot, the Mr. Choose by face, choose by sight, choose by what I think. Calculative thinking. I want us to go before God. And you are saying, Lord, enable and empower me to choose right. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, enable and empower me to choose right, to choose according to your word, to choose according to your will, to choose according to your way. Enable and empower me to choose right. Enable and empower me to choose right. Enable and empower me to choose right. Enable me, empower me, Lord, to choose right, to choose according to your will, according to your word. To choose your word in every situation, every circumstances. Let your word be that which I choose. Beloved, in Jesus' name, nobody's arresting you for praying. You better pray so that you will not need to pray. A sister was sitting on that side a couple of months ago, was crying uncontrollably. She is medical herself. I expect her to be here today. I'm sure she will come. And beloved, she was knowledgeable in medicine. And then the enemy attacked her. Pastor Tom called me there. He said, come and pray for that sister. I was thinking, Pastor Leino, why would you call me to pray for that sister? And I stood beside her, and the Lord said, tell the venom of the serpent to get out. I've never seen a wound for 1.5 years. And I said that, and I just walked away, and the woman talked to me. I only saw that wound this week. From that day, God of heaven intervened. I told her, because there are things that the Lord spoke to me, but I can't say. Because we must desire true revelation of the word of God today. If you don't go, fruitfulness is impossible without it. Isaac was in a famine state. Genesis 26, and God said, put your seed on the ground. When others are closing their accounts and they are bringing the money up, he said, this is the time to invest now. This is the time to buy now. This is the time to move now. Don't look at the economic forecast. Plant your seed in physically dry place. That sister, look at God. Look at God. She just came in. Beloved, she was attacked by the enemy, and the sickness, the foot refused to heal. But God's hand is on that leg and is healing up. So it's not about what we thought, but it is about what his thought is that you have located on the inside of you. Beloved, I'm just talking about you, beloved. I told the sister, I said, go and pray. Didn't I say that? I said, ask God like this. I said, God, say, God, show me. What is this problem? How can I get over it? Excuse me, sir. That is the prayer that she prayed. And she came to me with things that she didn't understand. I didn't know. She told me. But I understand perfectly well. To Abraham, at that stage when he was there, and Lot has taken the best portion, it looks as if the journey is still continuing. Dryness, the promise has been averted. It looks dry. But he didn't know that he was sitting on gold mine. I want us to say to God, where am I in the journey that you have sent me to be fruitful? Am I sitting on what you have secured for me? Or do I need to take a step further to locate what you have prepared for me? Where am I? Where am I? At least everybody has the right to say, where am I? Where am I, Lord? Where am I? Where am I, Lord? 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 Who is with me? Who is with you? Who is hindering your ability to receive from God? What is hindering your heaven from opening? When the heaven opened, the voice of the Lord came to Jesus. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. You are saying, Lord, where am I? Who am I? What is it, Lord? Where am I? According to your divine order. What is it? Where am I? According to your plan for fruitfulness. Where am I? You designed me for fruitfulness. Where am I in the journey? 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 Lord, where am I in the journey? 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 Where am I, Lord? 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. When you show the right hand of fellowship, beloved, you will know that when you show the right hand of fellowship unto other people, and when it comes to choices, it looks as if they have chosen right. And you are wondering, Kilo Shemi, what is wrong with me? Beloved, and yet, Abraham can feel, Abraham can think, The most difficult thing to let go is are the things that are like so close to you, like Lot is to Abraham. It doesn't matter what any preacher says. He was an orphan. He needed help. Somebody has got to take him on. And he took that man on under his own self-pity mentality. Not God's divine direction and God's divine word or God's divine order. Whoever I'm going to take on board that will jeopardize my ability to locate where God has sent me. Lord, show me. Show me. I don't want them in my boat. I do not want them in my boat. I do not want them in my boat, Lord. Le kuku sa zaprino nozia. Ike kuashete leke kuazo. Izo zaprino nozia to. Ilo brondege kuazo zia. Ilo boko shete. Ike kuazo zobronegaza. Lord Jesus, you are my helper. Ne kuazo zaponde likrazu ato. In the name of Jesus. The separation was easy. Because he was smart enough to think about what is at stake. He said, I won't alive strive to stand in the way. He said, don't let there be strife between my herdsmen and your herdsmen. You go one way, I go the other way. But he has nowhere to go. But yet he said, go that way, I will go one way. He didn't probably think he would choose the wrong way. But he chose what was wrong but look right. And make him to feel that it is a loss. You have not lost.
Yes.
No losses for you.
Yes.
So, you are going to say to the Lord, it looks like I lose out in that area of my life. But God, what is in it? One of my senior pastors told me, he said, when you are down, you must pick everything that is on the ground. Because when you get up, you will need them. So Abraham, why would God make him to look up? Because he was looking down. Thinking. Reasoning. Imagining. Wondering. Why? That is why believers say, why, Lord? But he didn't know that it looks wrong to the eyes, but it's the right place by the Spirit. So you are saying to God, you are the God that appeared to Abraham when he was in Canaan and he didn't know that that land has a potential for fruitfulness. Lord, show me what Canaan I am around or I am standing on in my home. What is that Canaan? The land that will create a manifestation of fruitfulness in my life. You are saying to God, show me, show me, show me, Lord, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Mercy allowed God to locate Abraham because he has cut off the link. He cut off the cord. And God came to him. God came to him. My next session will be 10 minutes. God came to him and God spoke. He said, this is the place. So for everybody, there is the place. For Daniel, the place was in Babylon. For Jacob, the place was in the house of his Laban. Beloved, for Isaac, the place was in a place where there is economic crisis. Beloved, where is your home place? Where is my place? Until I locate the word, it is impossible to locate the place. Psalm 119:18, David said, open my I might behold wondrous things from your word. Open my eyes and let me see the place by your word. Show me from your word. Don't deceive yourself. Don't let nobody prophesy nothing to you and not in line with the word of God. When the word don't show you the place, you cannot be in that place. Man can show you the place, but they don't have the makeup to take you all the way to the place. But the place that God showed you, he will establish you there. He said you will be planted in the house of the Lord and you will flourish in the courts of your God. Let us say to the Lord, I want the place, the location that is meant for my fruitfulness. Show me, Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Show me, Lord. Show me by your word. He said you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. This is the way. This is the way. In the same way, this will be the place. And walk in it. Take hold of that place. Beloved, Isaac took hold of the place. He had, this is the place. It doesn't matter what it looks like. This is the place. This is the place. For Abraham, he said, arise. I might have sat down. I might have become lukewarm. I might have played with my own idea. But when God said, this is the place, I want the place. I want the place. I want the place. I want the place, Lord. I want the place. I want the place, Lord. I want the place, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I want the place. I want the place. I want the place. I want the place. Le kukushto zila prondege kwazosia. In the mighty name of Jesus. Many times, it looks as if we've lost out. But we were just a step close to breaking through and breaking forth. But you are saying, God, show me how to. There is a secret about it. That is what Paul was saying in Ephesians chapter 15. When we have the knowledge of God, we will get the place. We will get the place. God, help me. We will locate the place. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. You are saying to the Lord, help me to locate the place. 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 You don't have to travel to Kilimanjaro. Because where you are is the place that God has ordained for you. So you are saying to the Lord, Lord, show me the place. I want to remain in the place that you have ordained for me. Lekuzo zoprunanagasiate. In lobogosiate. In dolobosiate. Just one scripture in the book of John chapter 15, which is our key scripture, even at this time of the month, about supernatural fruitfulness. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Verse 5, he that abideth in me, I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. And if we disengage with God, we cannot have the capacity for fruitfulness. Because when we remain in him, he will prune us. Do you know that pruning means reduction sometimes? It's actually reduction. It looks like a cut off. But really, it's creating room for growth. It's creating room for that particular branch to bring forth more fruit. Don't fight God. Don't think that he's angry with you. That is why he's cutting you. The word is profitable for rebuke. It's profitable for correction. It's profitable even in every way, so that the man of God can be thoroughly furnished and not lacking anything. So when we are pruned, We are positioning ourselves to a place of having everything that God has. We are saying to the Lord, take your own word and cut me into shape and let me know, Lord, what needs to change in me? Cut off the dead ends so that my life can bear much fruit. And it doesn't cut the people that are not bearing at all. Oh. If there is no evidence of Christ in our lives and the word is not working, or we don't allow the word to take root in us, God said, I will pack all of those people, those trees that are not produced, those branches that have no fruit, and I will burn them. But it is the branch yielding fruits that are pruned. So it's not your sin. It is so that God is creating room for enlargement, for fruitfulness in your life. So you and I, we need to cooperate with God and say, God, I cooperate with you. I give my all to you, Lord. Lekusus upon delicasiate. Cut the dead ends. Cut the dead ends. Cut the dead ends and make me fruitful. Cut the dead ends and make me fruitful. Cut the dead. Hey. You let heaven hear your voice. Tell God to cut the dead end. 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 Make me fruitful. Cut the dead end in my life. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. It is possible to have dead end and not know it. Peter has dead end in Luke chapter 22. He didn't know it. He was promising heaven and earth. He told Jesus. Jesus said, very soon, before the cock crow, you are going to deny me. 3 times. He said, me? Even if it means death or going to prison, he said, I will not. He didn't see himself. The word is a mirror that makes us to look inward. And when God opens our eyes, we'll see our real self. The help that I need. The Bible says, Jesus said, I have prayed for you, so that your faith will not fail you, because it was the enemy that wanted to sift you like a wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you so that you will not fail in faith. This is a man that Jesus said, flesh and blood, by revelation, Jesus spoke. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Matthew chapter 16, I think verse 19. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. It has been revealed to you by my Father in heaven. And what did he say? He gave him the keys of the kingdom. He said, upon this rock, the rock is the divine revelation of the word of God, with flesh and blood cannot reveal. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he built it on the word in Acts chapter 2. Because the word was the instruction for the church to be fruitful. But Peter did not know that there was an enemy that was warring against him. The Bible said within 24 hours, when they took Jesus, he denied him openly. But there is mercy. When God's hand is upon you, like Jesus already said, he said, don't let your faith fail you. And when you are converted, remember your brothers. Why? Because they were all like that. He was just the only one that we see his color. And see that the enemy was after him. But Jesus said, I have prayed for you. So he was broken. In that brokenness of heart, he saw that it is not by might, it is not by power, it is by my spirit, saith the Lord. But that same Peter was the one that ushered in 3,000 people in one message to the kingdom. Raising people that look like Christ, nations. Jesus said in Acts 1:8,
It said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. The tarry is not whispering. It is the people that are deliberate and desperate. Because power does not work in vacuum. It works with the word of God. And beloved, they saw power manifest. They became a change in the face of their cities in Jerusalem that day. They had manifestation of the fruits of the word of God. I want us to say, as we have the revelation of the word of God, the same God can show you what the enemy was planning. He didn't show you so that you become terrified. He said to him, why don't you pray? He said, I pray for you. So he said the secret to what the enemy wanted to do is so that you can overturn it in your prayer. So Peter asked the key to bind and loose, but never use it in that state because he didn't see. So when we see, we can apply the key and rise up against the enemy. That's why I mentioned that sister's case. To the glory of God, that wound is healing. Amen. And the enemy that has done that, excuse me, sir, a little scratch at the gym. I will show you the picture. Just a little crash at the gym became a big deal. Do you think in the same family? And so when we don't see the person that asked that challenge, how can they be fruitful? How will he be able to engage work? How would that person be able to do what is right? You are saying to the Lord, we are the member of the body of Christ. He gave us the key. So you are saying to the Lord, unravel every secret of the enemy that is planning and plotting against me, and empower me by the blood of Jesus to defeat every satanic assault against my life, against my destiny. Jesus, my people perish for lack of knowledge. What we don't know, people will lie and say it is not harmful. It is harmful. What you don't know can kill. What you know is what you escape. He said, the snare is broken. I'm escaped from my help. It's in the name of the Lord. The snare to barrenness can be broken if we abide in God. And when we abide in him, he's the one that produces the fruit in us and make us to see the hour to prosper, the hour to go and make disciples of all nations. Beloved, so we are sent to the Lord as a church, as members of the body of Christ. We are sent to Jesus. Show me the hour to my fruitfulness. There is a way to fruitfulness. There is a place for fruitfulness. He said there is no limit. He said to Abraham, I will give you the nation. I will cause nations to be blessed through you. Jesus said to the disciples, he said, you will be my witnesses to Jerusalem and Judea and to the uttermost part of the earth. Uttermost part of the earth. No limit, no boundary in us affecting our nation. Affecting the world with the Christ in us, which is the hope of glory. Therefore, you are sent to the Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, every limit that I have set, even against my ability to manifest Christ, Lord, today, in the name of Jesus, I break that limit. At least you set it. You can break the limit too. You set that limit. You can break it too. You set the limit. Break it. You set it with your mouth. You set it with your word. You set it with your action. You set it with your attitude. You set it up so you can break it. You said, I set you up. I limited myself by myself. But today, I cut off, I break every form of limitation that I have set against my life, against my ministry, against the work of my hands, against my marriage, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I cut off every limitation that is set in the body of Christ, even concerned against the body's divine, supernatural fruitfulness, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the art realm, they measure success, fruitfulness with physical things. In the church today as well, we measure fruitfulness by the capacity of, you know, the bigness of the church or the crowd. You might have a crowd, and only few only have the knowledge of Christ. To man, that is success, because they don't see. But beloved, when the Lord opened your eyes and you see according to God's way, we've walked into a fellowship that is run. They were not up to 10 or 15, somewhere in Croydon, by a white man. And come and see depth of the word of God that was pouring onto those people. What they are raising in that place, they are the world changers. They are the people that will rock the boat of anything that the devil thought he's putting together and destroy it. They were fully loaded. They are full of God. Beloved, until Abraham was loaded and he was full of God, because his word came, that is when we saw fruitfulness. And then we see that Genesis chapter 28 begins to say he was very wealthy. From his own house, we saw in Genesis chapter 15, 318 men fought kings and their nations. 300 children of servants in his own house. Greatness came to him because he located the place. And he begins to thrive and to flourish and raise giants. I see those men as giants. What are you raising in your home? What are we raising in our church? People that are chicken away at the face of every challenge. Can we say to the Lord, enable and empower me to raise from my children, all of these children that you have given me, spiritual children, physical children, let me raise men that look like God. Raise from my family those who look like you. Raise from my family those who look like you. Raise through my hands. Raise from this church men and women that resemble Christ, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. What looks like a dead end was just a stepping stone to greater height in God. One of the sisters sent me, she came here last month. She sent me a text. I will forward it to Pastor Ayo so that she can read it. He can read it later. She came here with us on Friday last month. The enemy thought he has had nothing that can make her fruitful. But God stepped in. 2.5 years, when you don't work for 2.5 years, when nobody calls you for a job, and then in one day, in one moment, God turned everything around. Even though she has a great idea, but the great idea that she had to as a child of God, to write a movie that will bring the character of Christ into the homes. Fantastic idea. Is it not going to cost money? If she's not working, how can she achieve the end that she has in her dream? The enemy thought they lock her up. But God, open our ways. As I go to sit down, fruitfulness is required in the church. And the church to be fruitful, for us to reproduce men like Christ, we need ourselves to be like him. I want us to trust God and say, God, you made me like you. Let me reflect you in every area of my life. Let me reflect you. Let me reflect you. Let me reflect you. Let me reflect you. Let me reflect you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let me reflect you. Let me reflect you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let me reflect you. 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 Let kuzo zoprunege kwashete ilabrundega kwazozia. Let me reflect you, Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let me reflect you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Zoloprina kukustozia. Zelebruno gokusto zegetele bruno no goshete. Legrika kwazazia, la prondege kwaza. Until the church reflect Christ, a nation cannot reflect him. Lord, make me. Skaba, eremo zentolabo, skebabo rosie, lidere bravo rando lebo zria, rema morosie and lebo. Ziki babo rosie, rema morosie and lebo.